Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board with us as we face the issues each day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. And as we look at the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, God's Word gives us insight, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and it is that is true in every aspect of life if we follow the Word of God. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, our program, our format of this broadcast is designed around you, our listener. We always invite you to participate, call in, asking your questions, giving your insight, as some put it, having your 2 cents worth in the program. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking about today, Countdown to Destiny. Countdown to Destiny. We have about 25 days to go for we, the people in the United States of America, to make the decision on what the destiny of America shall be. And you can mark it down, count on it. It is an absolute fact. The outcome of this election will determine the ultimate destiny of the United States of America. It will determine the legacy that we leave for our children, for our grandchildren, and for the future generations in America. This vote is the most pivotal, the most seminal, the most important election in, I believe, the history of the United States of America, because weighing in the balance of this election is whether or not America becomes a socialist, Marxist, BLM, democratic, communist nation, or whether or not we remain a constitutional republic. It's that simple. It's that simple. May I remind us, as Christians, we need to be in serious prayer. And as the individual put it many years ago, we need to put feet on our prayers. We need to not just pray, but we need to be actively involved as salt and light in the process. And comes to mind that verse of Scripture after the dedication prayer of Solomon in the building of the temple. And then that prayer was finished by Solomon. And the Scripture says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11, "Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make the house of the Lord. And in his own house he prosperously effected." And then the Scripture goes on to say, God speaking, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." And so, ladies and gentlemen, our land needs healing today more than I have seen in my lifetime. Yes, you can go back and study American history. You can look at the historical events in our nation. You can look at the ebb and flow of what would be considered prosperous years and disappointing, vacuous years. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've not seen anything that we're watching, witnessing, taking place in America today, where the very foundations of our nation are being destroyed, undermined, eviscerated, taken away. And we've had the benefit, the blessing of 244 years of America as a constitutional republic. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned as a Christian, as a theologian, as a pastor, I'm concerned when I watch what is taking place with the American values, with faith and the family and the future of our nation at stake. I don't know of any greater time in America for Christians to stand up, be heard, and be seen than right now. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind us that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. In John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus tells us something about truth. In John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And then in John 17, 17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Jesus Christ is the Word of God, the Logos of God. And the Word of God, from Genesis 1, 1 through Revelation 22, is speaking forth, revealing God unto man. And Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Truth is a term that is not sought after. Truth is a term today, a word that is not viewed as being acceptable in society in which we find today. It was the secularist George Orwell a number of years ago that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we're finding that if you watch the debate last night between Kamala Harris and Vice President Pence, you understand the difference between truth and error, the truth and lie. I don't know that Kamala Harris can recognize the truth if it were written on a piece of paper in plain English before her. But nevertheless, we need to recognize truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this statement: "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And may I commend that to each of you today as you listen to this broadcast, that we love the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth. And one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm finding so often among Christians is the failure to seek the truth. I'm not talking about just truth and theological biblical things, but the truth in general. The failure to search out, analyze candidates before you walk into the voting booth and cast a ballot. Analyze the candidates for president in this pivotal, seminal election that we're faced with now, and make a determination who's telling the truth and who's lying. Look at the track record of Joe Biden, for example, for almost 50 years, and determine, does he have a magical wand now that he can all of a sudden, after 50 years, resolve the issues that he claims he can just magically resolve? Or is he lying again? That is the thing that we need to do, is seek the truth, learn the truth, listen to the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time has equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer your questions about the power backup equipment for hurricane season, as well as the staff that can answer your questions about landscape lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's where the gigantic flag flows. I love to see an American flag flowing. It's always an encouragement and a challenge when I drive by the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road and see that 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watched the so-called VP debate last evening, you do realize that the Biden-Harris future for America looks vastly different from an America with President Donald J. Trump in the White House. The future of America, the destiny of our nation, the legacy for our children, the legacy for our grandchildren are all hanging in the balance as we place our votes, as we make our votes count this election season. I'm reminded of Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Ladies and gentlemen, I am urging you, I am encouraging you, I'm challenging you today to give prayerful, deep, prayerful consideration as to the candidate you'll vote for. And listen, when we cast a vote, we're not just voting for the person, we're voting for that person's platform, for that person's agenda, for that person's inclusive idea of what America is about and what they're wanting to do with our great nation. So let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, the countdown to the destiny of America is 25 days away. You have 25 days. If you're listening today, we're on the countdown. We've got 25 days to decide the very future of America. The question is, will it be a free America? Will it be an America that still maintains our Bill of Rights? Will it be an America that recognizes the constitutional liberties for free speech and for religious liberties? Will it be an America that allows the churches to remain open? Or will it be an America that, at the whim and the wish of the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, can shut down the churches at a whim or at any perceived emergency across the nation? What kind of America will we live in? Will it be a nation where we have the rights, or will we simply be slave servants to a Biden, Harris, Socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist system where we, the people, are simply subjects and not true citizens? Ladies and gentlemen, it makes a vast difference. Are we going to be viewed as subjects or citizens? Who are we? What are we? How are we going to be viewed in the future after November the 3rd? After November the 3rd, will we truly be a free nation, a free America? Or will we be invisibly incarcerated where there are no liberties, no freedoms, no rights individually, where we cannot speak as we please, where there will be the BLM Marxist thugs in the street, and that will be the tools used by the administration if they're placed in office? Is that the America you're looking for? Is that the America you're wanting? What do you think the Word of God says? How do you think God's Word views what we're talking about today? It is a major question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered. In fact, comes to mind for me, Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. That's what I see taking place, and the potentiality of continuing to take place, ladies and gentlemen, if we are not careful in this election. And I'm saying that you need to vote. We need to be very careful about casting that ballot and listen very carefully. If you're saying, well, I don't like Trump and he's just brazen, he just has too much Twitter in him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not voting for the man, though he is the one that's representing what I stand for and what I shall vote for. We're going to look at that during the course of this broadcast, of what a vote for President Trump votes for. You casting your vote for President Trump, what does it, how does it inure to the benefit of America? What is that vote for if we cast a ballot for Donald J. Trump? We'll talk about that in this broadcast. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this is Let's Face the Issues. I'm Dr. Gene Youngblood, and I'm looking forward to your call, your dialogue, and your discussion. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm prone to agree with President Trump. President Trump said, and I'm looking at an article here, says, Trump says Democrats have gone totally stone-cold crazy. The question is he right? This article says virtually the entire mainstream media, the Democratic Party's propaganda wing, loathes the fearless incumbent Donald Trump, even as he suffers from COVID-19. What does it matter that he resurrected the U.S. economy and made America energy independent, destroyed the ISIS caliphate, and largely kept his campaign promises, all while he fighting off a never-ending coup d'etat against him? Most media figures hate him, while fiercely supporting and actually pretending to venerate the challenger, Joe Biden, a feeble, unprincipled, constantly lying, and shockingly corrupt, do-nothing career politician whose mental disintegration is now so obvious and so advanced that he can barely speak coherently without a teleprompter are days and days of rehearsal time. Ladies and gentlemen, the article is pretty extensive going into the background and the information in relationship to that. But I'll just give you a little brief blurb further. The Democratic Party insists that it can change the Earth's weather by adopting a bizarre socialist totalitarian program that will completely destroy the U.S. economy, eradicate Americans' constitutional rights, kill millions of jobs, plunge the nation into inescapable chaos, anarchy, and depression. The Green New Deal estimated to cost about $100 trillion more money than the gross world product put together. That is the annual economic output of every nation on Earth combined. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go further in the article, but simply suffice it to put where President Trump says that the Democrats have gone totally stone cold crazy. I believe he's right. I believe he's adequately stated it. And I'm concerned about where we're going in the next 25 days. I challenge you, I urge you, encourage you to give serious prayerful consideration as to how you ought to vote. What we need to do as Christians, as faith families, as conservatives, as patriotic Americans, how should we vote? What should we do? I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, you asked the question, how would our vote for Donald J. Trump accrue to the benefit of the United States? May I answer that question?
Yes, sir. Feel free to do so.
Okay. There are three things that would come about as a result of all of us casting our votes for President Trump, and they are life, love, and liberty. Number one, President Trump is the champion at this point of the Republican Party, which stands unashamedly and assuredly and unequivocally for life of the unborn, and everyone to have due process. And so the abortion issue and due process of law, as opposed to being summarily killed because they don't mirror the aggressor's politics. So life is the first reason. The second reason is love. As long as we have the ability to share our faith in Jesus as the propitiation for our sins and the substitute on the cross for all of our falling short before God the Father, that is showing love to our fellow man. So that is the second reason, and liberty is the third reason. Dr. Youngblood, we enjoy liberty as the results of our founding fathers, and the Republican Party embodied in Donald J. Trump seeks to continue that liberty. And so for those three reasons, life, love, and liberty, that's why I'm voting for Donald J. Trump. And thank you, and God bless you, sir.
Amen. Thank you for that brief summarization, which is so eloquently stated and so poignantly put. I believe that every listener needs to understand that that is the key, the essence, the very seed, the germane portion of what we need to recognize is at stake, literally hangs in the balance. And the next 25 days, our nation will make that determination and that decision on whether we're going to try to secure those three elements. That is the life and love and the liberty. And by the way, making that statement, we'll talk about it further in this broadcast, about the stand for the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Communist Party that's for murder by way of abortion. And they keep saying, and Kamala Harris mentioned that a number of times last evening, that a woman has the right over her body. No place in the Constitution, not one place you find in the Constitution where even at the most extreme interpretation could you say that the woman has the right to murder a human being in her own body. Not one place do you find that. It's antithetical to anything that's called the human race. It's antithetical to anything that's called the recognition of the reality of life and the fact that God created us, and he created us in his image, and therefore life is valuable. And there's nothing in the Constitution that gives the right, in fact, I think it was the fiat, abrogate decision for the Supreme Court in Roe versus Wade in 1973, to make a ruling and a decision that's enforced upon society today that murder by way of abortion is all right. And we have talked about that a number of times on this broadcast, how I personally feel that it's antithetical to biblical truth. For anybody to say I'm a Christian, I love the Lord and I believe the Bible. and then vote for the Democratic Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party. It's an impossibility to do so, because the Bible says, "Thou shalt not kill." By the way, I've done broadcasts before where I can point out very easily that the Democrats reject anything called the Ten Commandments, because everything the Democrats are doing is antithetical to and absolutely contrary to the Ten Commandments found in the Word of God. By the way, it shouldn't be a surprise, because they've taken God out of their platform. And that's the reason it is so difficult for me to understand how those that say they're saved can take a stand for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm looking at an article here, for example. It says 1/3 of the evangelicals who support Joe Biden are not evangelicals at all. Subtitle: they may believe, they may be believers who are making a personal secular choice, but they can't really call themselves evangelicals if they support pro-abortion Joe Biden. This article goes on to say, in a recent story of Life News, shows that nearly 1/3 of supposed evangelicals support Joe Biden for president. As I noted in the latest episode on the report, that's a contradiction. To say you're an evangelical who supports abortion on demand, Joe Biden, is like saying you're a vegan who eats chicken, supporting those who unabashedly call for the continuous murder of God's children, revokes any claim to be an evangelical. It's disconcerting knowing that there are those who claim adherence to the Bible and who will support the party that promotes abortion without restrictions, the party that has been going after religious freedoms for a long time, who has been actively stated they will go after them even after the next election if they're in power. Ladies and gentlemen, that is frightening to me. That shows the anemia in the Word of God. That shows the inarticulates in the ability to state what the Word of God says. That shows the absolute ignorance of the Word of God. And in perhaps many cases where a person is a church member but not saved at all, a saved person cannot take that stand. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, every time you use that quote from George Orwell, it reminds me of Genesis 3:15, where it says, "I will put enmity between you and the woman." So I think it's normal for an adversarial relationship between God's children and the devil's crowd. And I believe the average American, the casual carnal Christian, cannot discern truth from error. I believe it takes the Holy Spirit to give us discernment.
Amen.
To navigate through today's society. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I believe you're exactly right. Well stated. It takes the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that provides the wisdom from God. Wisdom means that you have the ability to take the knowledge and the understanding that God has given and utilize it and be able to place it in the right perspective. It goes back to, just as you said in the Genesis 3 text, by the way, where there's the statement that, "Yea, hath God said." It is the challenge on the Word of God. It's the challenge of the veracity of the trustworthiness of the Word of God. It is the challenge of the veracity of the truth of God's Word. And so it's an impossibility for a person that that say that they're saved to be able to vote for one or a candidate or a party that stands for murder by way of abortion and sodomite marriages, etc. So you're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call and for your insight and for your comments that I believe is very helpful, should be very helpful for our listeners today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the countdown to destiny. The countdown. We've got 25 days to make a determination as to the destiny, the direction, the heritage, the legacy that we leave in America for our children, for our grandchildren, for the future generations. Are we going to simply be vote for the party that will make us subject slaves to those that are the dogmatic dictatorial leaders? And that's exactly what Joe Biden would be. By the way, Joe Biden is a Trojan horse. Joe Biden will not be the president at all. He'll be the president in name. Kamala Harris, AOC, Nancy Pelosi, et cetera, they're the ones that are controlling Joe Biden today, along with Bernie Sanders and others. Joe Biden is the puppet. He's the wind-up toy. They wind him up, sit him down, put the teleprompter in front of him, tell him what to say. And this is the reason President Trump just announced this morning that he will not do a Zoom conference, a Zoom debate, that is one by way of Internet. He's not going to debate Joe Biden electronically, as the Elections Commission just determined that that's what they would do, is the next debate would be by way of computer, where they sit in front of the computer. President Trump said, and so rightly so, I believe he is correct, he says, I'm not debating in that fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, if there's a debate with Joe Biden and President Trump, where President Trump is trying to impress the people of the nation exactly what he's going to do and what he stands for, Joe Biden is sitting there being fed information by an audience that's around him, looking at a teleprompter, being given the answers on cue cards. Otherwise, while he is speaking to and debating with President Trump, that will be absolutely unreal. It will be unethical. It will be, I believe, immoral. For that to be done on that fashion. So I'm thankful that President Trump has said he's not going to debate electronically with Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a Trojan horse. Joe Biden is the puppet. Joe Biden is his strings as a puppet will be pulled by Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and Bernie Sanders and others. He will not be the de facto president. The de facto president will be Kamala Harris within, I believe, the first 90 to 120 days at the most, if Biden is elected. Within the first 90 to 120 days, Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party will be in charge, along with Kamala Harris, to invoke the 25th Amendment, declare Joe Biden incompetent, and will put then Kamala Harris as president, in fact, if she is, if they are elected in that category. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned about the election in general. I'm concerned about the fact that generally we sit up until 1, 2, 3 o'clock on election nights for the next morning to find the final answer who won the election. I believe we'll be waiting to find out who won the election in early part of January of 2021. I don't believe it would be I don't believe there's any way they can ascertain who the winner of the election is on election night based on what's happening now with the ballot harvesting, based on the ballot attempt to steal the election, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk about that in the balance of our program today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts in relationship to this election? How are you going to vote? Why are you voting the way you're voting? If you're voting for Joe Biden, tell me why you're voting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. If you're not voting for them, tell me why. If you're not even registered to vote, don't bother to call. If you're not registered to vote, shame on you. You've missed the opportunity. We are supposed to be, especially as Christians, we're supposed to be salt and light. We're supposed to take a stand in a dark and decaying society as watchmen on the wall as Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, our biblical, spiritual, moral, ethical foundations are being destroyed, being eviscerated, wiped completely out. Scripture says, if the foundations be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? That is very well stated in Psalms 11:3. Why is that there? Because if our foundations are destroyed, the righteous, that is, those that are right before God, that is, the Christian community, those that are morally, ethically right before God, what are we to do? How are we to respond? We'd simply become slave servants for the dictatorial leadership over us. We have embraced sodomite marriages as a nation. As a nation, we have witnessed the destruction of the law and order, where law enforcement is now considered the enemy. The socialist Marxist BLM Democrats are engaged in political warfare today, using the COVID-19 as a weapon to destroy the election process. They have weaponized it to use it as a weapon to destroy the election process. The coronavirus has been weaponized by the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats. And now, ladies and gentlemen, across our nation, we're living in fear, hysteria, even telling on neighbors if they don't comply with the government orders, if they don't wear the mask while they're in the home or when they walk out. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe I've ever witnessed anything near this in the history of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour. After the one-minute break, we're going to come back. We're going to continue our conversation today about countdown to destiny. Where do you stand? What do you think we need to do? What should the Christian do? How should we vote? What will be the end result of our vote? Will we have a dictator as a leadership, or will we have a free republic as we've known for 244 years? Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back to continue. Let's face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.